Okay, let's get into Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nun. And the Navi continues the Nechama that we have, as this is one of the Shiva de Nechemtas, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and has not rejected us, even though we went into Golas. Kamar Hashem, and even though we sit through the long Golas. Hashem says, Eze Sefer Krisus Imchem Asher Shelechtiha. Where is the Sefer Krisus? Where is the get that I have sent your mother? Oh, meaning Yeshayahu is saying, Kla Yisrael, Hashem didn't divorce you. What are you doing? What are you thinking? Don't give up hope. Oh, Mimi no shai Asher Macharti Eschem Lo. Or from which of my creditors have I sold you to? Right, this has come up once before in the Navi, right, in Sefer Malachim. Remember the beginning of Perek Dalet of Malachim Beis, where a woman comes to Elisha. Which woman? It doesn't say in the text who the woman is, but if you look in the Mefarshim there, you look in Rashi there and the Radak, who is it? Eshes Ovadia Haisa. Rashi says it was the wife of Ovadia. Kol b'nei Anavim, Shemimikra, Tagimu, Talmidei Neviyaya. Right? The Eshes Ovadia had kept 100 Neviim alive in a cave, and then he died. And now, Eshes Ovadia says, Visha achas minashe b'nei Anavim, Tsa'aka el Elisha Lemar. She screams at Elisha, Avdecha ishi meis, v'yato yadata, ki avdecha hireyas Hashem. You know that my husband was service Hashem. V'hanoshe balakachas eshne yavadai lo lavadim. Because I can't pay back my debts. The noshe, meaning the king, Yehoram ben Achav is coming to take my children. That's what was done, right? If somebody owed. So here, Yeshayahu says, Hashem says, do I have any creditors that I sold you to? No, right? You're mine forever. Hein ba'avonoseichem nimkartem. Right? It's your sins. It's a conditional problem here, not an absolute problem. I didn't send you away permanently. It's because of your sins. Stop doing your sins. You'll come back. And only because of your psha'im was your mother sent away. The Malbim points out the difference between avon and pesha, right? Different types of avonos. But either way, it's because of the sins, and therefore you can come back. The Gemara in Meseches, sorry, before we get to the Gemara, the Radak points out that the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is problematic in this line. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, the Radak quotes it, Va'etein es sefer krisuseh aleha. Hashem did give a sefer krisus to the Jewish people. There was a get. So is there a get or is there not a get? Right? Yeshayahu says there is no get. Yirmiyahu says there is a get. So the Radak says, it depends who you're talking about. Are we talking about the Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes that was sent out earlier by Sancherev? Or are we talking about the Sheva Yehuda, the 10 tribes? That's what Yirmiyahu is talking about. Pirshua Mefarshim says the Radak, Ki Yirmiyahu diber keneged Aseres HaShvatim, shenatan lahem sefer krisus shelo yeh bahem od melech. What do you mean? The 10 tribes? There's a machlokes in the Mishnah, in Maseches Sanhedrin, one of the most amazing machlokos that appear in all of Mishnayos. Machlokes, whether the 10 tribes are going to return in the future. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Kufyud, Aseres HaShvatim, Einon Asidin Lachzor. They're not coming back. Shnei Amar, as the Pasuk says at the end of the Torah, Dvarim Chavtes, Vayashlichim, El Eretz Acheres, Kayom Azeh, Ma Hayom Holech Veino Choser, just like a day goes and never comes back, Afim Hochem Einam Chozrim, Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Kayom Azeh, no, we compare Kayom in a different way. Ma Yom Ma Afil Umeir, just like day is dark and then it becomes light, just like they're dark for them, it's going to become light for them. So there's a machlokas. So according to Rebbe Akiva, that they're not coming back, then you understand what this answer of the Radak. But according to the other opinion of Elazar, who says that they're not coming back, right, machlokas, about what's going to be in the future, right? So if you say they're not coming back, so how do you understand this suggestion of the Radak, that Yirmiyahu says that this is a safer krisus? So a couple of answers. The Radak himself says, gives the answers the question. The Radak says, doesn't mean they're not coming back at all. They are coming back, but they're not going to have a melech. I gave them a get regarding having Malchus come from those 10 tribes. That was a temporary idea, right? Shaul HaMelech and his time before, but also when the Malchus was split. Yeravam Bechulu, that line was a temporary line. And for forevermore, that is cut. But David HaMelech, Sheva Yehuda, there's no Sefer Krisus, the Malchus is going to come back to Malchus Yehuda. The Rinas Yitzchak gives a different shot, another answer that may be based on a Maharal. Maharal says, even according to the opinion that Aseres HaShvatim are coming back, it doesn't mean that they're not, or even if they are coming back, it doesn't mean that they're coming back as they were. But the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael says, Asferas Ashvatim HaKoach Shalahem Nistar V'Ne'elam U'Bilti Nimsa Ad La'asid V'Az Yizgal HaKoach Asferas Ashvatim V'Yeh Nimsa Mashallah Yeh Nimsa Kodem. They're going to come back, but when they come back, it's not like they will have bid here in between. So when they come back, it's going to be Ke'ilu they had to get. That they had to save for Krisis, they were totally cut off, and now going to come back, a very different coming. So even if you say that they're going to come back, it could be that there is a safer Krisis that can be spoken about. There's a beautiful piece that Rav Soloveitchik has, it's written in Family Redeemed, where he talks about the difference. Right here, Yeshayahu says, you'd think there was a divorce here that wasn't a divorce. And obviously this goes against many of the Christian beliefs that the Jews were rejected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshayahu Navi screams here. Says, Befeirush not. So Rav Soloveitchik discusses how the connection that we have with Hashem is much stronger and is definitional more than a marriage. A marriage is unbelievable and hashkafically we become one unit, Vayil Basar Echad, amazing. But ultimately there's a choice to break it. There's a possibility to break it. Marriage, notwithstanding its covenantal character, is not an institution of absolute worth. There is an objective bond, yet it is confined only by the ratzon of the husband and the wife. Marriage is changeable because it does not embrace the whole of man. The mahus of a person doesn't become different. Only a part of him becomes different. A part of him is engaged in this institution, and that is why disengagement is permissible. If the vow of fidelity did embrace all phases of the existential drama, then marriage would be absolute and hence indissoluble. As a matter of fact, the metaphysical betrothal of the charismatic community to God could never be broken or ended. Obviously, there's a lot to say about the husband and wife become one, but as compared to our relationship with Hashem, it's not the same. Why? Because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'erastich li la'olam, says Hosea. Why is this betrothal different from the ordinary marriage which may end in divorce? Because, says Rav Soloveitchik, the union of man and God is all-embracing. It penetrates every phase of existential adventure. Numinous lonely man weds himself to the numinous lonely God, and communion is established, not only between an objectified, externalized I and a thou. There is a fusion of finite life with infinity. And this union or fusion is not limited to a surface experience, but involves everything in man, excluding nothing. God and man are united undividedly, and hence eternally. And that's why Yeshayahu asked the question, quoting our parak, right? Where's the bill of divorce? Right? Where's the divorce? The bond between God and Israel cannot be terminated in divorce. That's what we learn from this pasuk. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal and forever. Continues Yeshayahu, right now in Pasuk Beis. Each of these psukim are chock full. Madua basi ve'einish karasi. Hashem says, why have I come? I've wanted to have a relationship. Ve'einish karasi. Nobody's calling me. Ve'einish. Madua basi ve'einish. Why have I called? There's no man. Karasi ve'einone. There's nobody answering me. Hakatsar katsra yadimi pidus. Do I not have the power to redeem? Vim'ein bikol klatzil. I can't save. Hein bagara siach rav yam, but we know history. I dried up the sea. Kriyas yamsuf, the Yardane, asim naharos midbar. I made rivers into deserts, dry land. Tivash degasa me'ayin mayim. Right, I've made the fish die without water. Makas dam. Vitamos batsama. Al bisha mayim kadros. I made the heavens dark. Says the Radak, right? Makas choshech. Visak asim susam. I made everything dark. I made it like there was a bag over it. And therefore what? Says the Radak. I've did all this. So believe that I can bring the geula whenever I want to. Keinu chala sos lo hotziyacha me'agalus. V'yavu mishatem betochayim amim rabim. You're all over the place, but I can still take you out. Right, and that's what the Radak says. It mentions water and air, shamayim, because those are two of the yesodos. If Hashem could control mayim and shamayim, right, and so that shows that he really can control everything. So let's go back for a minute to the previous pasuk and pasuk base. Right, Hashem says, madu abasi ve'en kish karasi ve'en one, and then we have the second part of the pasuk. The Vilna Gaon starts by picking up on the second half of the pasuk and then the first half. What does the pasuk say? Can I not bring pidyon, pidus? Can I bring hatsala? What's the difference between pidus and hatsala? There's a beautiful Aderes Eliyahu. The Meshech Chachma points to this Aderes Eliyahu and others. The Aderes Eliyahu says on a pasuk in Re'eh, on the pasuk of Hamotzi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim V'hapodcha Mibeis Avadim. Hashem did two things. He was a motzi and a podeh. Says the Gra, there were two geulos in Mitzrayim. Beis geulos haya beitzias Mitzrayim. Echad balayla, one at night, that was the aschalta de geula, and lamachras be'etzem hayom yatsumi Mitzrayim b'yad ramah. In the morning we left, b'yad ramah. On the geulas layla, says the Gra, that's called the pidyon. one type of salvation that we go through is a pidyo. Pidyo means redemption. Redemption means the kedusha or the status or the destiny has to be chal on something else. There's a pidyo in the tzeh tachazeh. That's at night. B'nei Yisrael were podet niftet mimakas b'choros. Shkomo shakasav kol b'choreim aragta uv'charcha ga'olta. That's number one. Gushel Yom, that was Biyad Ramah B'Chazakah. That was even stronger. That didn't need a pidyon. L'kach amar ha-motzi eschem imitzrayim v'hu bayom. That's motzi balkarcham. V'apotcha, that's gulas laila shenatu b'pidyon. And that's what it says, he quotes in Yeshayo. Ha-katsar, katsar yadai mi-pidus. First part. V'mein bikoch la-tzil, yadai mi-pidus hu gula shayde pidyon. Kimo Mordechai shenitan ha-matachtav. That's why he says Lasha Pidyon. Vimein Bikawach, Hugula below Pidyon. And if not, there's the second type of without Pidyon, that's Biyar Chazakah. You don't even need a Pidyon for that. And then the Gra continues and says, go back to the first half of the Pasuk. Basi Vein Ish, Karasi Vein One. That's referring to our two callings out that might merit these Geulos. Madua Basi Vein Ish Zet Tfila. That's what the Gemara Darshas will see by the Shem soon. That's talking about Tfila. He doesn't find 10, he gets upset. Based on that pasuk. Karasi, zu Torah. That's Torah. V'lakach, and he quotes why, how you know this. So he says, do you not think your Torah is tefillah? Right? Have you come? You haven't asked for it. Right? You haven't been mispalel tefillah, which would have brought, says the Gra, the salvation of Kedus, or you haven't been involved in Torah, and that would have been even beyond Kedus, just the Hatzalah, says the Gra. That is what the deeper meaning of this pasuk is. Amazing. Torah, Fila, the two types of pidyonis. But again, the Gra alluded to the fact that this pasuk is discussed in Maseches Brachas on that Vav. The Gemara says on Vav Mebeis. V'shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bala Beis HaKnesses V'lo Matza Asara Miyadu Kowei Shenemar Madu Abasi V'ein Ish Karasi V'ein One. Right, that's the pasuk referring to Tfila. Good. Let's continue. There's more in Maseches Brachas, but we'll leave that for now. Good. Says the Pasuk. Hashem Elokim, Pasuk Dalet. Nasan li lashon limudim. Hashem has given me, says Yeshayo, a lashon to be able to teach. La da'as la'us. To know la'us. That's a hard word. What is la'us? Says the Mesudat Sion. Says the Mesudat Zomi lashon. Ace vizman. For the word ace, la'redes, ace, the time. He knows the times. What does that mean? Explain the Mefarshim. Somebody who gives Musar, somebody who as a teacher, has to understand the times, has to understand the students. You can't just be sitting in an ivory tower and then try to be Mashpia. You have to know what's going on, you have to know the world around. So Hashem gave me the power to talk on their level. La das la'us. Es ya'ev davar, to teach those who are tired, davar, right? Those who are, want more, but to teach them. Ya'ir baboker abogi, wakes me up every morning. Ya'ir li ozen, lishmoa, Kalimudim. Right, he wakes me up, right? What is referring to? Where was Yeshayahu first woken up? Back in Perek Vav. Remember, that was the beginning of his Navi career, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, what, who wants to come? Who wants to take this, message from me? And he says, me. He says, Vayaga pi vayomer. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vashmas kol Hashem leimo, Omer. I'm reading from Perek Vav. Es mi ashlach, umi yelech lanu, va'omar, hinani, Shlacheni. I'm ready to go, even though it's going to be difficult. That parak continues. Hashmein lavar leiv ha-mazeh. V'aznav ha-chbeid v'einav ha-sha. Right, it's hard. Right, in the Medrash, we read then, we'll read it again now, the Medrash says that Yeshayahu accepted to do it, even though he was going to get hit, and he was going to get insulted, and eventually he was going to get killed for it. But the Medrash in Parshat Sav, in Vayikra Rabba says, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshayahu b'ni, tarchonin sarvanim heim, im ata mekabel olecha liz bazos, v'lul kos bi banai, ata holech bishluchusi. If you accept to go through with this bizayon, then fine. V'im lav, and if not, don't go. You have a choice. You have an out. Amar lo amanas kein. Yeshayahu said, I'm going. Goy nasati lumukim ulachaye lamartim. Right, as we're going to see, he quotes the pasuk that we're about to read in our parak. I'm not kedai. You know, you kedai, kedai, you could do it. And because he accepted, even though he was insulted and got beat up, chayecha Hashem says, shekol anaviyim misnabim nevuos pshutos. V'at nechamos kvulus. But you get double, meaning he has more nechama nevuah than anyone. And we'll see in the next parak, Uri, Uri, Asori, Asori, Sos, Asis, Anochi, Anochi, Nachamu, Nachamu. There's a lot of double lashonos when it comes to Yishayahu, because it means like a super intense nevuah that he was zocha to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because you were able and ready to do it. But he says here, Hashem gave me a lashon limudim to know the times, to be able to give the proper mussar, and Hashem has helped me throughout this time period. A couple of points on this pasuk. First of all, it's to teach the ya'if davar, to teach those who are tired of spirit, but they're looking to be inspired, right? Ya'if, they're tired and they're weary. But what are we thirsty for? They're thirsty for Torah. They're thirsty, they're trying. At least some of them are trying, right? That's what it says in Perkei Avos, Vavishoseh B'tzameis Devrayim. It's all about what we're thirsty for. Rabbi Yonah writes there in Perkei Avos. It's all, if we feel satiated, then you can have the sweetest Torah and you're not going to be inspired by it. If I'm thirsty, even the thing that I know already, 100 times I've heard, I'm still going to be excited about it. Now, of course, the pasuk, your Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Nefesh Sveya Tavus Nofes, a satiated soul, hates even the honeycombs. The Nefesh Re'eva, Chomar Matok. But a hungry soul, everything sweet, everything bitter is sweet. Mishu Saveya Bidivrei Torah, Vein Chefso Bahem, Afilo Omer Mo Kama Margolias Batorah, Tavuso Sam Nafsho, he's going to hate them. But if I'm hungry and desire them, I feel omer modover below time, even if I say the most quote unquote not tasty bit of Torah, yimtak befiu v'yismachbo sheyodeashu emes achar sherabo amra. It's all in the attitude, and that's why I'm able. Says Yishayahu, if somebody is tired and thirsty for it, I'll be able to teach them. He's also alludes to here to nasan li lashon limudim. The Nitziv in his commentary on the Sifri. The Nitziv has a commentary on the Sifri, Emek HaNitziv. We know that Nitziv made certain texts famous just by writing a commentary on them. Right? Not too many people learned the She'iltos before the Nitziv wrote his major commentary of Hemek She'ela on the She'iltos. The Sifri wasn't as popular before the Nitziv wrote a commentary, a Lumdish commentary, Emek HaNitziv, on the Sifri. So the beginning, we know Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Matos, the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im. Moshe is Zeh, other Nevi'im are Ko, that's based on the Sifri. Magid, Shekashem Shenisnabe, Moshe, Beko Amar, Kach Nisnabe Nevi'im, Beko Amar, Mosef Aleihem, Zeh Hadavar. Moshe went beyond them, Zehadavar. So the Nitziv, on that, in the Emek HaNitziv, quotes, what exactly is the message? So we know the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah talks about the four differences between between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im, right? The other ones saw it in a riddle, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw it clearly. The other Nevi'im were sleeping, and it was a vision, and Moshe was awake. Shkol Nevi'im b'chalom o b'mareh u'Moshe Rabbeinu v'hu arva omeid. He was awake. Number two, I'm sorry, start again. Number one, dream or vision versus awake. Number two, through a malach, meaning it was not clear. It was mashal v'chida. Moshe Rabbeinu was pal d'arabo. Number three, all the other Nevi'im were shaking and scared. Nifhalin u'mismogigim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, no. And finally, Moshe Rabbeinu can start the conversation. Those are the four. But says the Nitziv, related to that, what's the difference between Ko and Zeh? Says the Nitziv, don't think that Ko means the Navi saw a prophecy and then he said it over in his own words. Even though there's a Gemara that sounds that way, right? Ein shtei nevi'im misnabe b'signon echad, says the Nitziv, that's not what it means. Every Navi saw exactly what he was supposed to say and said it over. The difference was that there was a time lag. They saw it in this vision, and after the vision, they said it over. They remembered exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had shown them and told them to say. Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono. It was Zeh. It wasn't that he heard it, and then later on, he recalled it. No. It's different. It's mamish as it happens. Says the Nitziv. El mishum de lashon ko mashma de ko shama dvar Hashem. Aval ata medaber mipi atzmo kasher shama mamish blot tzivu shinui. That's Ko. Shari kol neviim b'shah shechal aleim anavua kashal koach achushim ve'in lem pel adaber. Like the Rambam said, el zocher machashamu b'li shinui u'medaber mipi atzmano b'ruach hakodesh. Aval Moshe medaber b'ashchina shore alav v'imedaberes migrono shel Moshe nimsa dvar Moshe atzmo zehu dvar Hashem. Right, and this is Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im. But the other Nevi'im also have exactly the message. And he says, and that's what Yishayahu HaNavi says. Nasan li lashon limudim. What does that mean? It's mamish nevuah. He taught me. But he taught me, not like on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, But he told me to say over exactly what he wanted me to say. Right, the previous parak, Yishayahu says I was picked from birth, and now he said that he told me, Hashem taught me through all along the way. Now we continue. Hashem Elokim pasach li ozev anochi lamarisi. Hashem opened up my ears. I didn't rebel. Achar lo nusugasi. I wasn't scared. This is the pasuk that the Medrash quoted. Gevi nasati lamakim ulachaye lamartim. Right, I was hit. I was my hair was plucked out. Panilo is starti miklimos varok. I never turned my way from embarrassment of being spit on. Vashem alokim yazer li alkein lo neklamti. Hashem is always with me, and that's why I wasn't embarrassed. Alkein samti fanaika chalamish. I made my face very strong like a rock. Vaedel kilo evosh, like the Torah talks about in the beginning of our Chaim. We have to be strong when doing our avodas Hashem. Skipping a couple of psukim, pasuk yud mi bachem yirei Hashem shomei bekol avdo. Who then? Yishayahu was forecasting what's going to be and saying, Hashem hasn't given up on you. Just come back to Him. Who is the one who fears God? Shomei b'kol avdo. Asher halach hasheichem einogalo. If you walked in darkness and it's not light, yiftach b'shem Hashem. V'yishayahu b'elokav. Come back. Have bitachon and lean on Him. All the mefarshim talk about these two lashonos of bitachon and v'yishayin. Right? We say in Shemona Esrei, Mish'an u'mivtach latzadikim. What's those two lashonos? What are those two lashonos? So the Gra again, the Gra in his commentary, and the Rinas Yitzchak also quotes it here from the Avnei Elio. He quotes that Mish'an mivtach is yehav bitachon, after you're out of the tzara, that it was all for good. Mish'an is even during the tzara, even when you don't know what's happening. Midas harachamim sheyatzilu la'achar zev v'yish'an b'elokav afilu adayinu b'toch hatzara. U'midas adin mikol makam HaKadosh Baruch Hu yeh mish'an lo shlo yovad b'tchon obos. Even this pasuk is saying, according to that, have bitachon when the tzara passes, and even during the tzara, rachman alotam yish'an b'elokav. Have kavana, because if you don't, all of you don't listen. Kolchem kodchei esh, you start fires. Those who don't believe in Hashem, ma'azrei zikos, l'chu bor eshchem, go into your fire, go burn up, right, and don't come back. But again, l'ma'atseva tishkavun, even tishkavun, after one dies, ma'atseva is going to be atzuv, it's going to be sin, it's going to be difficult. Don't think this world is the end all and the be all. There's a next world, there's an olam haba, says Rabbi Schwab. After Misa, they also won't have Menucha. We have to realize, they think this is the world and that's it. No, there's a lot more to come in Olam Haba and Yemos HaMashiach. So Yishayahu gives Chizuk. Hashem has not divorced us. As Rav Soloveitchik said, it's impossible. As there's a Zohar even that says, V'losia l'isha, lo yuchal l'shachal kol yomav. We're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the type of state where it's divorce is not possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has and always will be with us. Okay, we'll stop here.